Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dork
Podcast.
Ryan Davis.
It's the Dork
Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag
Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rare Devil Von Daredevil. All hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan. Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm great. Happy Easter to you. Not to timestamp, but you know, happy Easter. All that stuff.
All the listeners out there who celebrate the great day of Easter, where a giant bunny comes to your house and delivers eggs.
And shits eggs.
Just shits eggs everywhere.
It doesn't make any sense. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Do your thing. Do your thing, Easter Bunny. So, yeah, that's where we're at. How's everything else doing?
Everything's pretty good. You know, we're rolling right along. You know, looking forward to the summer and the warmer weather to a point. And then I'm going to hate the warmer weather more than I hate anything else.
Not too warm. Let's not get nuts.
Let's not get nuts.
Too warm out there. But
how are you? What's new? What's new in your world?
Good. Yeah. I can't complain. You know me. I mean, I can.
But, that's why they call you Whiskers.
Who's going to listen?
That's right.
Now, we got a good double dork here for you tonight. Two good topic du jours to dive headfirst into. But, Ryan, without further ado.
This week in dork.
So we had ourselves like a Star Wars celebration type of thing. Star Wars Con, whatever that was.
Yep.
And they were just firing off all kinds of announcements. And how about this? I think we kind of wished it into existence. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about other characters after they announced like Tales of the Underworld, and which comes out May the 4th. And we're like, all right, what else could they do? And I'm like, maybe they've gone to this well too many times, but I would love a standalone Darth Maul show.
And bang, lo and behold,
there it is.
And what's it called? Silly. It's called Shadow Lord or something like that.
Something like that. Maul. I think it might just be called Maul and then like colon Shadow Lord. It's Darth Maul. Anything Darth Maul is going to be good.
Maul, Shadow Lord. And it's going to be great.
Can't wait for this.
It'll be awesome. He's going to have an apprentice. It happens between 3 and 4. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right in that sweet spot.
Fuck yes.
Hell yeah.
He's good stuff. And then they also announced the Ryan Gosling movie that's set to come out in 2027, Starfighter,
which I have some issues with too. Two in particular. One of the greatest movies of the 80s of all time is The Last Starfighter. If you have not seen that movie, please do. Two, this was the name of a video game that they put out some time ago, like 20 plus years ago.
That's strange. I do feel like Ryan Gosling is going to be really good in Star Wars, though.
It better be well written, and it better be. Let's be honest. He's the white Michael B. Jordan at this point.
He kind of is. Charisma for days. If we did like a charisma power rankings, I think the scale would be like Gosling and Jordan would be like the top.
At some point, you would have had Ryan Reynolds up there too, but I think he's lost a little bit of sheen.
This is going to be controversial, but I feel like at this point, fuck Ryan Reynolds too much.
No, a little bit.
No, kind of right though. Yeah.
And you know who I feel bad for? Well, I don't feel bad for him because he's kind of a shit human too. But who is the guy who played Ehrlich Bach? TJ Miller.
TJ Miller. He's a scumbag too.
He's a scumbag too. But like he was saying, like Ryan Reynolds is kind of a dick, and you're like, no, people don't like you, so I don't believe you. And then you're like, wait, he might have been right. Did you hear the whole thing of how they had beef?
I believe TJ Miller though. Not a guy that we want.
No. But he was telling a story about how, like, they were going like back and forth, and they were like ad-libbing and stuff. And then like Ryan Reynolds just got like really mean and like really personal, like really, and like kept going.
You're like, I didn't hear that. That's pretty.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni thing is something
not looking good for him.
Just never stops. But anyway, you have on the one hand, you have like a wet sock all the way up to the charisma that is Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Gosling. You're also going to get The Mandalorian and Grogu. We have a release date for that in 2026. They talked about Simon Kinberg, Taika Waititi. So like some of the stuff we'd already heard, they just sort of further went down that road. But
how about Jeremy Allen White from The Bear playing Jabba the Hutt's son?
Yeah. And what's nuts is they showed like an image of like what he might look like. And I'm like, between The Bear, I'm like, are we getting the Dexter Jetster spinoff that we all wanted. Just think about Jeremy Allen White's. He has like classical chef training from the Bear. Dexter Jetster ran and owned a diner. I feel like he'd be perfect casting.
It could be, but now he's playing Rota the Hutt.
Rota the Hutt. Jabba the Hutt's kid.
Yep. Who's got just arms for days.
Yeah.
You know, we saw Rota was in like a, when he was a baby, but now he's big and jacked.
So Jabba the Hutt has children.
He does.
Yeah.
There's a whole Hutt extended crime family.
There is. There's all the Hutts. Yeah, they've popped up in some of the animated shows, right?
And there was a Hutt Jedi, I believe.
Come on.
I think there was.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Just throwing that out there.
We had a real stickler for details in the YouTube comments a couple weeks ago. They were upset. They were upset with you because you were telling me how Cad Bane has tubes.
Yeah.
And
that was on Wikipedia.
No, I know. But so it was very semantical. He was saying that you said that they weren't for breathing. And he claims, he's like, well, they are for breathing, like if you're being force choked. And I was like, whatever, it's the same fucking thing. Like, it's the same goddamn thing, sir.
It's a fail safe from being force choked.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's because he's been in a sticky situation a time or two and he knows what he needs to do.
I could breathe just fine, but I didn't, you know.
Cad Bane.
Whoever that was.
I can't wait for that show, though. Holy smokes. Speaking of shows, I can't wait for.
We're
recording on a Monday night, so tomorrow night, we're getting the first three episodes of Andor. I am so fucking pumped for this. This show looks so amazing.
I'm so excited, and I love how they do, like you said, it's a three episode, and after each three is a time jump.
Yeah.
Leading. So this is it for Andor, I'm guessing.
That's it.
Two seasons. Mm-hmm. See, this is what people don't understand. You know, I think, would it be safe to say, so if you have two seasons of Andor, and like Ricky Gervais like does his shows, and he does no more than like three seasons of a show. Is it more, now with streaming, is it better to do like less seasons, but have people rewatch them more?
I don't know. I still think
you still get revenue from that.
Yeah, you do. I just think it's make them good. You know, and we've run into a few shows now where like the most recent season's been the worst season. And
yeah, like, so like for instance,
yeah,
I think the Office like seasons 8 and 9, I never watch.
No, yeah, why would you? Well, that's a little different. Like if you take the best character off a show, like good luck to you.
Right.
But, like some shows have kept coming out because I don't know. I'm trying to think like what's the best show that's had a million episodes?
Well, like, I think of like Dexter. Like if you ended Dexter, like end of like season 3, season 4, that's a 10 out of 10, 6 out of 6 show. It went on like way too long. And the last seasons were terrible. Or Arrested Development.
Yeah, but oh yeah, terrible. But wouldn't you think just overall, actually, I don't know the answer to this. Like would more people, because you have to somehow get your show to be like really rewatchable. Like for some reason, The Office during the pandemic, people just like rediscovered it or whatever.
And then Netflix got rid of it, remember? And you're like, what are you doing? Because and then we found out that Peacock was coming out and all that.
Yeah. But if, for example, Stranger Things final season is coming out this summer.
Yep.
More people are going to tune in for the final season of Stranger Things than they would hypothetically between now and then just rewatch Stranger Things.
I suppose.
I mean, I get, but like, you're right. There is an area there where a show just gets picked up and people just rewatch the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Like Suits.
Now there's Suits LA.
Yeah, as there should be. Anyway, Andor. I did that 2 weeks in a row. Andor. Next week we will do episodes 1, 2, and 3. Ryan, WrestleMania 41 was this past weekend. The Showcase of the Immortals. It was a 2-night affair. And I'll tell you, I didn't watch every second of it, but I watched a good amount of it. Pretty underwhelming, I'm going to be honest. You wrestling fans, speak up. Let me know what you guys thought. But I would say you could count the number of good matches, and there were probably 12. Maybe there's 12 or 13 matches total. There's three that stand out. There was Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, CM Punk from night one. There was Io Sky, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair. Excellent. three-way. Both of them were three-ways, actually.
Nice.
Nice.
And then there was actually a fatal four-way. Dominic Mysterio for the Intercontinental with Finn Balor, Penix, and who the fuck else was
Michael
in
Penix?
Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback for the Falcons. He was in there having a go. I forget off the top of my head who else was. Oh, and was it Bron Breakker? Yeah, anyway, it was good. It was good. It was like a lot of action, really good.
These names are starting to sound a lot like each other. Like they're starting to like Bron Breakker sounds like Finn Balor. Like, you know what I mean? Like they start Finn like
Bron Breakker. Good point. No, Bron Breakker, like, the son of Rick Steiner.
Okay. Now I read somewhere that Rey Mysterio Sr. was supposed to be somewhere in WrestleMania and got scratched.
No, I think he had a match. Unless I just skipped over it. He was Rey Mysterio was in it and his kid Dominic. Dirty.
Yeah,
Dominic.
No, I read something that he was like bumped or something. Like, I don't know. Whatever. But
there's a whole thing. Yeah. So John Cena won, which I'm not surprised by, but John Cena, Cody Rhodes was kind of an ant match. And then they had Travis Scott come out and like interfere. I'm like, this fucking guy again. So something must be up with The Rock, because The Rock was a part of the build, and then The Rock hasn't been around for the last like month and didn't show up at this thing. So it was, overall, I would say kind of like a bad WrestleMania.
Scheduling conflict, as they say.
He's in that Martin Scorsese movie coming out where he plays a Hawaiian crime boss, right?
Jesus Christ. Good for Scorsese for stretching himself, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
He's going out there on a limb.
That's right.
Doing different things. But anyway, that was Mania. We got a couple other trailers, too, before we get into the topic du jour. Fantastic Four. First steps. First look at Silver Surfer. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think it looks... We're looking good here.
Yeah.
It's okay. I think so, Evan, what's his name? Cousin, Evan, Space Cousin.
Cousin, Space Cousin.
Rock Cousin is going to be really good.
It's funny because it looks like they're trying to make it look like original, like Fantastic Four, and it takes place in the 60s, which is cool. So it looks a little like different than a lot of the other MCU movies.
I would maintain that while it has like this like mid-century modern vibe, like 60s vibe to it, it's alternate universe. It's not actually the 60s.
Oh, maybe. You think it's now?
It's now, but it's like
just somewhere else.
And that's been, yeah. So yeah. It's going to be like present day, but look weird.
I don't know if people had a problem with the CGI of Julia Gardner, or if they're just still hot and bothered that it's a female surfer. I don't know.
Well, you know, and again, I'm just like, you know, feel free, get on what's the, it's not, I keep wanting to call it Kahoot. What's the library app that I have?
Hoopla.
Get a Hoopla, you know, feel free, pick up a comic book. You know, yeah. Norrin Rad is not the only Silver Surfer. That's actually his consort, mm-hmm. his girlfriend.
Nice.
Yeah. I forget her name.
Yeah. I forget too. It's like, yeah, no, it exists.
Yeah, it does exist. That is a real thing. Mm-hmm. That is so a version of the Silver Surfer.
That comes out in a couple of months in July. We're also going to get
Shalabal, by the way.
Shalabal
is her name.
Nice. Twisted Metal season 2 is coming around the corner here in July.
Right on.
And on that.
Good show.
And The Sandman season 2.
Final season, right?
Probably. They're splitting it up into two parts. It's like
I think they said that. This is it for them.
Is that a Neil Gaiman thing?
And I'm guessing that show, again, like Mindhunter is like very niche.
Yeah.
Well, Sandman, probably really expensive.
As great as the first season was, it took forever for them to like greenlight season 2.
Right.
So I'm excited.
I think that was a Neil Gaiman thing.
Yeah, but he's apparently also a bad guy.
That's a bad guy.
You don't want to know any of these people. I don't want to know about these people. They're all pricks. Fucking A. And then, of course, this weekend at the box office, it'll be our next episode. Sinners came out. So we will be doing Sinners. If you're looking for Sinners, we'll do a Sinners recap.
Piece of shit movie.
In the next episode. Yeah. Yeah. I can't. I don't believe you. It's not something that I can believe. But before we get to that,
tune in and find out.
Yeah, that's right. Tune in to find out. I'm like legit super excited to talk about it. But first, Ryan.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour time.
Sinners, right?
Not yet.
Okay.
Put a pin in that. I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today it is Daredevil Born Again. It is a 9-episode television show on Disney Plus. That's right. Daredevil comes over from Disney Plus. It had run for 3 seasons on Netflix, and we had waited nearly 6 years,
I believe.
So the only season I think we did a standalone on, at least in the WEI archive, I believe is season 3, if you want to check that out. But it ran for 3 seasons on Netflix. It's sort of like a soft season 4. And again, ran on Disney Plus. It's already been greenlit for a season 2, and it's already been announced that it's going to come out next year. Yep. There's not going to be like a long layoff. This show is going to come right back next year.
And they are balls deep in filming right now. If you want to go check that out, there are some set photos, including a black suit, which.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, Rod, I'm intrigued by this. I'm curious as to your answer. Daredevil Born Again. We begin spoiler free as we do with all of our TV and movie reviews. Did you like it?
Eventually.
Yeah, I did too. I liked it overall. If it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down, it's a thumbs up. It's a
thumbs up.
But it also came in with quite high expectations.
I
loved the Netflix series.
Very confused the first 3 weeks of the first 2 weeks of the show, because they did the first two and then the next one. I was very confused.
I think they had sort of a weird spot where they were like, hey, we want the Netflix fans to like this show. We also want people to jump in having never seen the Netflix show. So how do you sort of like fucking thread that needle? Like, I think that's kind of why they couldn't really get out of their way at first. Cause like for fans of the first 3 seasons, you're like, let's fucking go. Let's get into it. And then for other fans, they're like, am I supposed to know like the relationship here? Am I supposed to like, what am I supposed to know? Right. What am I missing?
Yeah, there was a lot of like background information that in one character that I'm like, what is the point of you? What do you do in this whole thing?
Yeah. So my expectations were through the roof, because originally
through the roof.
And that was part of my problem, because when it first got announced, you're like, I don't know what to expect. It's going to be a Disney Plus version of a very gritty, violent show. But then more and more details came out as they were filming the show. And even Vincent D'Onofrio himself was like, we look at it as a season 4. And they brought back like the stunt coordinator. They brought back a bunch of the cast. They brought back all these people. And you're like, all right, I think we might be cooking with gas here. And then at times you were, and then at times you weren't. It was a weird show to describe, because I was talking to somebody at work about it. They're like, do you like it? I'm like, yeah.
It got there.
It did. There were like a few standout moments.
Yep.
But for 9 episodes, I don't know if there were enough standout moments. So we already know Charlie Cox's Matt Murdock / Daredevil. We know Vincent D'Onofrio's Wilson Fisk, Kingpin, couple other characters we know. And then they introduce a bunch of characters. And for the most part, we'll get into more of this in spoilers. For the most part, I thought a lot of the newer characters were not very good.
Not great. One I did like, and they didn't do enough with. And the other supporting cast, you're like, I don't really get what your whole deal is.
I know. So would you call this a must see?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you do. I mean, I think because I think as someone, Pat pointed out in the chat and in the YouTube chat, like they use this entire season to set up the next season.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's about to jump off. But it just took them 9 episodes, full episodes to get there.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I guess I kind of go back and forth on. He's excellent. Like,
so good.
Matt Murdock or Charlie Cox, whatever, this role, we've talked about it in the past. You go up and down the Marvel casting and the actors or actresses who are now like synonymous with their character, like Robert Downey Jr. or whatever, like Charlie Cox is right there at the top of the list. So he's
cast.
Yeah, he's awesome. Mm-hmm. There was definitely a lot of Matt Murdock. There wasn't as much Daredevil. And then I just wasn't super thrilled with everything else that was going on. But I think there were enough highs in it. So I'm very curious. And if you guys are watching live on the YouTube chat, hit us up with your scores for this season. And then you can also email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com, or we're on Twitter and Instagram @dorkpodcast. What is your score for Daredevil Born Again?
I'm going to say a soft 5, maybe a 4.5, depending on how you go.
You go anywhere you want. I've been debating this. I've been wrestling with it as the season went. So basically, I would watch a couple episodes and be like, all right, here's where it's at now.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a chance to go up and down. I do think the finale was strong.
So good. Yep.
And I think there were a couple of other moments that were pretty high. I'm going to go with just a 4.
I'm going to go 4.5.
You are?
Because okay. What I just did in my head is I rated every episode and then averaged them.
Yeah, and I think if you do it that way, I don't know. I think there were more like episodes than there were great episodes.
Let's see if my math's good. But keep talking. Yeah.
Check that out. So I'm going to go with a 4. I guess, you know, I'm closer to a 4.5 than I would certainly be like a 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to go with a 4. Davey's going to go 4.5. You guys can let us know. excuse me. What do you think of Daredevil Born Again? Maybe it's a little harsh on the score, but it's really just because I had such high expectations. I think I gave the first 3 seasons either a 6 or a 5.5, like across the board. Even season 3, I loved season 3 and was so mad they canceled it. I think it's like the first like change.org thing I ever signed up for was to try to like bring back Daredevil on Netflix. And I guess it kind of worked. I don't know if it worked for sure, but it kind of did. All right, in the meantime, let's get to this.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
All right, spoilers now for Daredevil Born Again, where did you end up doing the math on that?
So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, I'm missing one. So hang on. I'll do it. You keep talking.
All right. So basically we get Daredevil versus Bullseye right off the rip. So I do think there was some really good stuff in episode 1. And Foggy dies. So yep. That is one where you're like, they bring Foggy back with Karen. But then they immediately smoke Foggy. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you Foggy's my favorite character of all time. But he is a good kind of, I don't know, good balance with Matt. And I just feel like his death would have been even a bigger deal to Matt Murdock than it ended up playing out in the show. I know he brought it up a few times. His girlfriend was always asking him, like, hey, you got to talk about it or whatever. I think there needed to be a little bit more of it. And he then almost kills Bullseye, but Bullseye survives the fall off of the top of a building.
Which was a great toss, by the way.
Tossed him. Just push toss. He smashes down. I don't know how many stories that was. And he was fine.
My average works out to a 4.111 repeating, of course. So I'm going to round up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what did you think of the first, like, right off the rip, the Daredevil versus Bullseye, which again was a good fight, but really we jump off with Foggy dying. It would have been amazing had Daredevil killed Bullseye. He does not kill Bullseye. He survives that insane fall, like insane fall.
Yes.
And I guess we're kind of off and running at that point.
I mean, I did like how this started. It was a bit of a hot start. What kind of bored me in the beginning was the Kingpin stuff was kind of boring. Like the mayor stuff was kind of boring.
There was a lot of
thing with like Vanessa, like that was kind of but like I did like that initial fight sequence. It was very much, I say old school. The show hasn't been around for like 10 years, but it's like an old school Daredevil show. So like them fighting up and down the stairs, like in the hallway, like tight spaces, you mm-hmm. know, both of them like out of breath. I mean, that's very like old school Daredevil. So mm-hmm. that was good. And then, yeah, I mean, then you kill off, you know, a major character in the first episode. And again, someone who is like Matt's tether to the world.
Right.
Yeah. The one who's like his moral compass.
So, but not only that is Foggy dies. It's like, and then Karen takes off. So it's right. Like you have these two characters that have been so pivotal in the first 3 seasons. You announce that they're coming back, but you kill him off and then you make her disappear until the finale, which is also why the finale was pretty good, is because Karen comes back.
Yeah, and so it definitely had like 2 different tones mm-hmm. throughout the entire season, because, and you could see you know, where these, you know, the original writing versus the new, like the rewritten stuff, like kind of comes in. Mm-hmm. It was very apparent.
Yeah. And so a big theme too is like all the vigilantes, and obviously Kingpin's trying to get rid of the vigilantes. Daredevil is like fighting with himself. And I get this. This happens in a lot of superhero shows and movies where it's like, I don't want to be the superhero. There's too much that goes with it. I felt like that lasted too long. I feel like he needed to be Daredevil a little bit sooner, or at least kind of change it up a little bit. We get introduced to the White Tiger and that whole thing.
Very briefly.
Yep, very briefly. He gets got. There is a really good fight scene, though, with Daredevil and all the cops inside the apartment.
Yes.
That was pretty badass. Not really Daredevil. I guess it was just more Matt Murdock. But that was pretty sick. Then it's him, like, defending White Tiger. There's a scene in episode 3 where in the courtroom, Officer Morales. They mention Officer Morales.
Yep.
That's a little tip of the cap there, like that. Let's see. Oh, James Gandolfini's son is one of the new characters in this. He is like the right hand man, the Kingpin.
I think that was the point, that he is just like a sycophantic little twerp,
I guess. So, but like, I don't know. I didn't like him, but I also didn't care about him. Like, I didn't really care. So I don't think that was
like, he didn't matter.
Cops say he doesn't matter. What do you mean? Matt Murdock meets Kamala Khan's father. Episode 5 is like a one-off episode inside a bank where Ms. Marvel's dad talks about her multiple times to a complete stranger in Matt Murdock, and then Matt Murdock saves him. It's a whole thing. That episode seemed like it was from a different show.
That's what I'm saying. And like, I don't get like the tether to like the MCU, and I don't get, like, that was, it just seems silly to me.
So it was funny.
And again, there's no Daredevil.
No. There's very little Daredevil in the show.
That's what I was, I think the first five episodes, I was like, are we going to get any fucking Daredevil?
I'd love some.
Like, you call it like Matt Murdock, Attorney at Law. That would have been more appropriate. Yeah,
that was the show. Somebody had a great tweet on Twitter where they were like, this jumping ahead, there's that scene where Kingpin like just destroys the guy's jaw.
The best kill I've seen in the MCU television.
One of the top kills. One of the top kills. And they're like, this is the same show that had Kamala Khan's dad talk about her for like 30 minutes straight.
Which, that's what I'm saying. There's like two completely different tones to the show. And you can see like where people intervened. And it was like, no, that's not where we're going with this. Matt Murdock and his new law firm, his new law partner, useless in the show.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to be in on it with the thing with Foggy, and she wasn't.
Nope.
Which would have been compelling if she somehow had played a hand in that.
It was a real lot. Like, not having Foggy and Karen in it as much was a loss.
But he's talking to Kamala Khan's dad about getting a loan for a law firm that has this ridiculously expensive looking office.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're fine.
In New York City.
Yeah, you're fine.
There's two good jokes, or there's one good joke, and then there's one thing that we learned in the bank episode. There was that joke about the Mark Messier signed puck being like the best item the guy had in there. I like that. It's probably worth something. And then how about Daredevil's ability to pick locks? Pretty good.
Safe cracking. You can hear the clicks. That's very good.
That's not bad.
Yep.
All right. Episode, let's see, 6. Matt's girlfriend, who I thought was terrible. I thought was one of the weak parts of the entire show. Heather. Let's stop right there for a second. Are we supposed to like Heather? Are we supposed to not like Heather? How do you feel about Heather?
We don't like Heather anymore, right? But also, like, how did you ever like know? Her? No, because she's dumb.
Mm.
Like, why do you think Matt Murdock comes home with all these bruises and being bashed around and like defends vigilantes and disappears for nights at a time? And you can't say, like, wait a minute, like, are you one of these people? Like, not even a whiff, not even no sniff on this person.
But he also, so Matt has had a few love interests in his time.
Yes.
You know, Karen briefly, Elektra, She-Hulk, going back to the She-Hulk days.
Oh, yeah.
All way more compelling, way more interesting, and people that I was like rooting for him to be with more so than Heather. So this show, it's like you have Matt Murdock, attorney at law. You have Kingpin trying to be mayor, like so like West Wing. And then you have couples counseling with Kingpin and his girlfriend and Heather. And I'm like, I don't like any of this stuff.
And again, I think the biggest downturn for all of that is you get Muse, who is an amazing villain that just gets kind of lost.
Muse is good. So Muse, the idea of taking your victim's blood and using it in your spray paint cans for graffiti is fucking wild. His mask is demented. He's like hooking people up to these fucking like blood tanks. It is sick. Muse was really good. I don't think the end was like a huge payoff, but there's a little run there where you're like, this is scary. Like, he is a scary villain. The shit that he does is fucked up. Also, we find out he went to Phillips Exeter. So,
which makes sense.
Don't trust prep school kids right off the rip. But yeah, I'm with you. Muse was really good. Maybe they could have used him a little bit better going forward.
Yeah. And again, I wish that character, because again, there's a good comic run with him, right? Where it's like,
yeah,
some weird supernatural thing too. Like it's a demon or something. Like it's actually really awesome.
So you also get Matt's girlfriend. She wants to interview the Punisher and Daredevil about a book on vigilantes.
Right.
Which maybe they'll keep going down that road. I don't know. Like that could be kind of neat, that idea. The niece of the White Tiger, Angela, we see her. She, I think, does become a White Tiger down the line. Like, she's going to be one. So we also get like, they try to shoehorn in the swordsman that we got introduced to in Hawkeye. So they kind of sprinkle him in early, and then he's one of the guys that like Mayor Fisk locks up in his like vigilante pen. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And you're like, all right, I guess. Let's see what else. The Daredevil Muse fight in Heather's office was decent, and then Heather ends up shooting Muse.
That's right.
Bullseye gets out of prison. We finally, at the end of the season, get Kingpin in the white suit, which I was waiting for. We finally get that. Now, the reason why it's a 4 for me, and I'm guessing it's a 4.5 out of you, is every second that the Punisher was on the screen. He was excellent. There was back and forth scene. I think it was episode 3 when they first meet and Murdoch and Frank are talking, and it's like only a few minutes, but it's excellent. And then you get the action version finally at the end of the series. But I was like, damn it, dude, like Daredevil's so sweet on his own. There should have been more of that even on his own than like it was kind of like too reliant on the Punisher for this season.
Yeah. And I think it was the Boba Fett effect, you know, like the Mandalorian was in Boba. He was the best character. And, you know, Din Djarin was the best character in Boba Fett. The Punisher is the best character in the show.
Yeah.
And again, you talk about someone who was perfectly cast for a role.
Oh God.
And, like the only person I can think of now is, you know, you have Robert Downey Jr., you know, Samuel L. Jackson. And then it's like John Bernthal.
Yeah.
He's so perfectly cast for this role. And I love that his, you know, the task force that Fisk puts together, you know, kind of co-opt, as you've seen in real life, these guys co-opt like the Punisher logo.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, fuck you.
He's like, he would fucking hate you. Like, he would hate all of you.
Yeah, he did. He for sure did.
Like those guys who do like the, you know, the Punisher with like the blue line thing on their car, like watch this guy kill like 50 cops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like dirty, like, and not good cops, by the way, not good cops. Right. Let's make this decision. We respect the police on Dork Podcast. I'm terrified of the police, but bad cops is what he's taking out. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it goes back to like the whole origin story of Punisher. Cause he even has that line in there where he's like, you don't share the pain that I share.
Like, you're a fucking idiot.
I'm not doing this. Cause I just like woke up one day and decided to do this.
Or he's like, you look up to me.
Yeah.
You admire me.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Is the Punisher short film just going to be him breaking out, you think, of there? Or I wonder if it's going to be completely different.
Yeah, I think that's going to be part. I think that's going to be part of it. Yeah. I think it's the beginning, and then kind of what happens from there. I mean, they set it up so nicely that I can't imagine it being anything else.
Yeah, I mean, right. It could definitely be that. So yeah, I was just left like, I don't know, kind of wanting more. Like this, when it was on Netflix, obviously you could just binge it and you could rip every episode you wanted. This was weekly, so it was a little bit of a different kind of vibe to it. They did the first two episodes, then it was weekly. Then there was like, I think episode 5 and 6 came out back to back. And I wonder if they did that on purpose, because I think episode 5 was the bank episode. So if like they only released that, people would have been like, dude, what the fuck? So they gave us 2. Yeah. And then they went the rest of the week.
They need to stop doing that. I know they did it with WandaVision, where they gave you like the first 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just now Andor, it makes sense. Like, so go back to what we were talking about earlier.
Andor does.
Like when you give me back-to-back episodes, one of them sucks.
Like, yeah, you kind of know. You're like, all right, well, people, like, just make all good episodes, please.
Yes.
Daredevil. It should be excellent.
Was it one of those things too that like that episode, the bank one, like cost too much? Like we can't throw it away. We got to use it somehow.
Maybe, or that was something that they were like, "Hey, can we tie this in to like a movie character?" Or I guess actually she's a TV show character, but like you know what I mean. Like she's both. So can we do that? I don't know.
But also, like it's supposed to be like a boots on the ground, like smaller scale.
Yeah.
You know, thing. And so why would you bring an intergalactic superhero into it?
I don't know.
And talk about Jersey City a lot. Like everyone gives a shit about Jersey City.
Well, it is a weird combo because like the absolute best stuff is Daredevil and Punisher fighting together and Punisher fucking killing people and Daredevil being like, don't come on.
Stop.
Like, I don't want you to do that, but like, I kind of need your help.
Yeah.
And I don't need him cutting to like Kamala Khan, which I actually like that show fine.
I like that show too.
But put it on its side. Like, I don't need that crossover. That's not the crossover event that I'm looking for.
No. And you could tell that that's the direction they wanted the show to go in. Like yeah. It was tying more shit in and they're like, no, Daredevil's Daredevil. Like stop. And then the last two episodes, I mean, in the first 5 episodes, the best 10 minutes were the ones where John Bernthal was on the screen.
Yeah.
That's the only one I cared about.
I know. So like, it's the worst season of Daredevil, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I agree. But
it's still good.
It's still good. But like I found myself because what night did this come out on? Like a Thursday?
Tuesdays or something?
Tuesday or whatever it was. Like I would watch it like
or Wednesday. Relatively
soon. But I wasn't like, what? When the fuck is it on? Like Severance? I was like, what? When can I watch this? The first second I have an hour free. I'm sitting.
The Last of Us?
I haven't watched it yet. No, I was traveling. I'm going to watch it after this. But yeah, episode 1, I watched it right, 9 o'clock. So I'll watch episode 2 tonight. All right, anything else on Daredevil?
No, sir.
Okay.
It's a good show. You should watch it.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it. I've liked other shows better. I can tell you right now, it won't get nominated for a Dorky.
Will not.
Or at least TV show of the year. Maybe it gets nominated for something.
It won't win it. Yeah.
No, it certainly won't win it. It won't get nominated. I think there's been, I don't know, about 6 shows better already, but probably pretty close. I watched a lot of TV. I'm up to my hog in TV shows. All right. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and emails at Dork Podcast for all that stuff. If you're watching live on YouTube right now, jump over to the other link where we're going to do a movie. We haven't done a lot of movies. We're going to do a movie film that I saw in the theater.
That's right.
A movie called Sinners. We'll do that coming up next. In the meantime, Ryan, promise me 1,000,000 times over you'll never do another rule.
No, I'm not going to promise you that.
The Hashtag Dork Podcast.